Ante Up is your poker magazine dedicated to the everyday player and their poker rooms. Pick up a free copy at your favorite poker room nationwide each month. But Ante Up is much more than a magazine. Visit anteupmagazine.com daily for breaking news and each week download our award-winning poker cast. Join us on our action-packed poker cruises to exotic destinations and find special deals on Ante Up gear and great poker products at anteupstore.com. Ante Up. It's your poker magazine.
From the WDAE Sports Animal Studios in Tampa, Florida, it's the Ante Up PokerCast. And now here are two guys who think they know how to play poker, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long.
It's August 2nd, 2013. You're listening to the best poker cast on the planet. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
And we are here at the Ante Up Poker Tour World Championship in Punta Cana. We're here with our good tournament director and friend, Sam Minatello. Sam, say hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I like how you put tournament director before friend.
Well, right now he's working, actually. So we actually lose Sam occasionally because we're actually recording the show during the World Championship main event. Got five tables here going.
The normal show that I'm no longer, I'm not your friend while we're recording.
That's right. That's right. You're
we'll
just
have
a podcast partner.
Friendship. I see how this is going.
You all fit in very specific categories for me at certain times, so
I better be number one.
And I do want to apologize to the NEM Nation. We are recording at noon at Chris's request, and I have not yet had my first beer of the day, so.
He's actually had a second beer already. But yeah, no, sorry, not a slurring Scott Long today. But we're real excited. We are here at the World Championship. We're having a pretty damn good time. We're enjoying ourselves, having some quality meals, some quality beverages. And so far, everything's going pretty well for us, better than we expected, actually, for the turnout. It's great to see a lot of familiar faces. We got a lot of people who came on this cruise that are friends of ours, on this tour that was friends with us from cruises, is what I meant to say.
Telling my wife, she went back to the room and she's like, oh my God, I'm going to feel the boat rocking. And she's like, no, I guess I'm not.
You stud, you.
Nice, very nice. But yeah, one of the things that started this trip off was, you know, it's an international flight and they always recommend, you know, 2 hours, get to the airport 2 hours before that, you know. And of course, Scott is so rigid when it comes to these just ridiculously ambiguous rules.
More rigid about it is my wife.
So, we're going to have a visit here from the actual manager of the poker room. Hey, Joel.
Hi, how you doing?
We're recording a show over here. How you doing?
Great.
So this is what happens with the live poker casting. You have things coming up for your world championship.
Expect the unexpected.
You have to expect the unexpected. So we got up, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the morning or something for the flight here.
I didn't have to drive.
Scott's the same kind of person who doesn't cut the tags off of, off of the mattresses.
Yeah,
because they, under penalty of law, you know, he makes me get to the airport 2 hours and basically we're there for an hour and 45 minutes waiting. But it's okay, that trip got off okay.
It's still an hour and 43 minutes of waiting in line at Starbucks, so.
I feel like
you didn't
I was shocked,
but I cut it close.
I could have had open face lessons at the airport before we took off if I'd have known you guys would have been there 2 days early.
Yeah, I know. Sam has been trying to teach me open face. I still suck at it, so I still won't be playing it.
I got to say this. I'm hurt. I'm genuinely hurt, Chris. I've been trying to get you to play open face Chinese for years, literally years now.
Literally years. The game was invented 6 weeks ago.
And you sit down here, and your boyfriend Sam whips out his phone, and you're just like putty in his hand.
Well, see, because that night he was my boyfriend. Today he's our tournament director and friend, but then he was my boyfriend, so I had to give in and let him teach me.
I'm also not trying to take his money. What I'm trying to do is get a three-way game where it's me and him versus you.
Yeah, so we carve you up like a Thanksgiving turkey. You know, what was really funny is we get here, first we go to Puerto Rico, and then we land in the Dominican Republic, and we go through the customs, and there's a little counter there, and it's like $10 tourist card, and I'm like, ah, I don't need that. But I see Sam and Matt run over to it, and they buy it, and I'm like, you suckers, you know, and he's like, dude, you gotta go get that, and I'm like, I don't need to get that. And he's like, no, you need to get that. I'm like, no, why would I want to pay? apparently you have to pay $10 to get into this country and $20 to get out.
Apparently you didn't see the sign when we were walking into the airport that said no nits allowed. $10 to enter.
What a scam that is. I'm going to start the Cosenzaville. And I'm going to charge everybody $10 to go to Cosenzaville. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. You got to pay $10 to get in. But, hey, I paid it, did what I had to do, no big deal.
What's more ridiculous than paying $10 to get in the country? Listening to your sometimes friend bitch for the entire week about paying $10 to get into a country.
Dude, can't believe it.
The look on his face was priceless when I'm like, you got to pay. No, I don't. Oh, yeah, you do.
I'm like...
You thought it was like a coupon book or something.
I couldn't believe it. I did. I thought it was like some sort of card or something you could show and get like money off of things or something. Or the. So anyway, speaking of that, we had to pick up the tram or the shuttle bus to here to the casino. And we're driving, and it's all of us. All six of us are in there, plus the driver. And we're coming up on these roads now. They're apparently, this place has improved. The roads are paved.
Yeah, much nicer roads.
And as you might expect in a foreign country, some crazy driving rules. Including having a busload of school children passing traffic and coming at us head on.
Hey, you do not want to be late for school.
Absolutely crazy. So what does our driver do? He drives over in the breakdown lane instead. We were like, oh my God, we thought we were going to bite it there on the way to the hotel.
You're lucky. When Scott and I came here 2 years ago, we had to get to the hotel via donkey. How uncomfortable is that with him, with his arms around me for an hour and a half?
Oh, you loved every minute of it.
Yeah. Sweating my ass off.
You loved every minute of it. Some interesting things. Beautiful. Absolutely. Scott couldn't have said it better when he talked about it before. Beautiful, beautiful resort.
Apparently I could have, because the wife was disappointed.
Oh, your wife was disappointed.
She's not disappointed in the resort. She just says that I built it up.
No, you built it up too much. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to stay positive. My favorite thing, and I'm not sure what to think of it, is while I'm going to the bathroom, Rod Stewart is looking at me. As if he's in our bathroom, so that's kind of interesting. Is he in your bathroom, Sam?
No, he is not.
He's in
bathroom.
Scott's bathroom.
My bathroom too.
Yeah, Rod Stewart's in our bathroom for some reason.
We took all the paintings down and I put up mirrors to replace them because I just love looking at myself in the mirror.
But the food is great. We ate at Ipanema the other night, and the food just keeps on coming, and it was fantastic food too. And I fell in love with a pretzel bread sandwich that I can't seem to find again anywhere. I wish they would bring it back. That was the best meal of the whole week.
We have fish, we have steak, we have shrimp down here, and Cosenza is excited about a pretzel bread sandwich.
Oh, man, was it good. Was it good. They got 15 pools, including an Eden pool that Scott apparently is going to visit because he doesn't want to be around little kids anymore.
Yes. Hey, I'm sorry, all you parents out there. I appreciate it, but we've been to enough of these resorts that are adults only that you really notice the kids.
Yeah, you really appreciate it when the kids aren't there. Well, you know, that's what happens when you have an event. They beg you to have an event during when kids can be there, and then they don't show up. So Sam, how do you think things are going this week with the tournament and from your end?
Very well. We're getting a warm reception from the locals. I thought we might have a hard time with the language barrier, but everything's going really well, and we've had pretty good turnouts, and everything's going nice and smooth, and everybody's been very friendly, and things have been relatively easy. I'm very happy with the way everything's going.
And it's nice to see a lot of our local players, because a lot of our Florida guys doing well, winning events, making final tables and stuff like that too. So it's been a nice little mix. Some of the cash games here are absolutely insane.
Told you.
Absolutely insane.
I've been telling you.
One thing I like that is I'm very impressed with how big the Ante-Up Nation is. We have guys from Spain, we have guys from Germany that weren't even anticipating, you know, we weren't anticipating them. And
right.
We have this huge cornucopia, I'm using that word again.
Very big.
Of, you know, nationalities here. A lot of different countries are represented, and I think it's great. It creates a great atmosphere, and everybody's been really friendly, and I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, I was shocked when I said they had four guys flying in from Madrid for this event. That just shocked the hell out of me. I was so excited. And Scott and I were sitting in the corner last night. He had a brew, and I had just finished an alcoholic beverage, which I won't say what it was. But we're in the corner chatting, and he's like, you know, I know I do this all the time, but really, 8 years ago, we sat in this little office at the St. Petersburg Times with a bell ringing in the background and a mic. microwave clicking, and it started this little show that lasted 4 minutes, and it was horrible. And now we have people flying in from all over the world to play in an event that we're hosting in another country. And it's just absolutely incredible how far we've come, and it really is humbling to see these people having a good time, bringing this sort of community together, having Sam come down to work with us.
Too is that we were very happy to have, I believe, 5 or 6 rooms around the country do satellites for us. And those players that came down are absolutely having a blast. So, I mean, we got players from rooms in California, and Minnesota, Louisiana, Delaware, Minnesota. And
Sarasota, Florida.
and a lot of those rooms sent multiple players down, and it's nice to see that those people, you can tell, play with each other often. And down here, it's just like a big group. Last night, I saw the entire Cypress Bayou contingent walking by the pool on the way to dinner together, and they're just a lot.
Those people are great, by the way. They personally know my favorite family on the planet, the Robertsons, so I instantly made friends with everybody from Cypress Bayou, and I've been hanging out with them as much as I can, just in case I can come visit and, you know, get a chance to meet the Robertsons one day.
And Scott, you've had a chance to play a few times and actually bubbled once. I wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that very much.
But what's it like playing with some of these people from around the world like this? Is it a totally different experience?
Yeah, you know, one of the interesting things that a couple of players have said, I mean, I played a little bit last time that Sam and I came down when we did the site inspection, certainly a tournament of cash games. And at that time, we were definitely in the minority. I think we were the only English-speaking people at the table. Now, it's obviously because we attracted so many people from the States down, it's about a half and half mix. But it's interesting to see American players who have never really played outside of America.
Yeah.
Playing in this kind of environment where the dealers are Spanish-speaking, half the players are Spanish-speaking, and completely different style of play from some of these players. And then, obviously, we're in the Dominican Republic, so there's a lot of Spanish-speaking going on. And in the tournament a couple nights ago, I had pocket kings against a Dominican player that had pocket aces, and we got it all in when I spiked my king. And the verbal sparring going back and forth between three players at the table was so funny that Matt, our assistant tournament director down here, turned to me like, I just want to know what they're saying.
I know.
There's some trash talking going on, and I just want to know what they're saying. So
I think they were saying the donkey with the kings got lucky and beat the good player with the aces. I'm
but they
just
were
gonna
so
guess.
Passionate about it.
They're passionate about everything.
Yeah, they're very passionate.
I think all players need to experience playing in a different country and get used to different people. I mean, it takes it to a whole new level. I mean, if you travel around the country like we do, I mean, obviously poker's different in Louisiana than it is in California and Florida. So you get some of that, but I don't think it's as stark as coming down here and playing, playing with Dominican players. And I'm sure it's the same thing if, you know, eventually you get overseas and play in Germany or wherever else. So,
Australia.
Yeah.
And that is one of the... Last night especially, because a lot of our players came in on Tuesday and Wednesday, and today's Thursday, so a lot of our players, they come up to me and they're like, wow, I can't believe what I'm seeing. You know, it's a totally different style of play. It's a very, and from what I'm gathering, it's a looser style of play too, and they don't know what to make of it. And I'm like, just think about how good this is going to make you as a player, because you're getting exposed to all different types of play now, rather than what you're used to in your home room all the time, you know. So they're really appreciating that as well. I've heard nothing but good things from the people who are here, you know, via our satellites or our magazine or our show or whatever, and it's very encouraging.
Yeah, we had dinner with a couple from Florida the other day, and he's just having a blast. And you know, I kind of like pre-apologize at times, because we had a little rocky contract thing with the resort here for a while that kind of slowed down our momentum. So I kind of like, I feel like I need to come out and say, you know, despite the hurdles we had,
right,
I hope you're having a good time. And people are looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
How can you, it's impossible not to have a good time down here. And you know, the proof of that is, and Sam and I were just talking about this, you've got a little smile on your face here. It took 3 or 4 days. But if Chris Consenza can have fun someplace,
this is true,
then you know this is a place that you're going to come down and enjoy yourself.
If Chris Consenza can actually take and consume alcohol,
well,
something's going on.
I mean, yesterday was the first day in the 8 years I've known you didn't complain about something.
I mean,
absolutely amazing.
I'm still waiting for that day.
Wait, are you saying I'm cantankerous?
No, I think
you're curmudgeon-y.
Oh, I'm curmudgeon-y. Oh, okay, there you go. Well, I would not deny that, actually. That would actually help Scott win a bet. So I'll go along with that. But no, you're right. Yesterday was a good day. Although if you guys ever come here, you have to see the show that's called That's Entertainment. There was a show last night at 9 o'clock that my wife went and saw with us, and it was absolutely horrifically scary. I mean, these people, they were worse than high school kids dancing around on a stage and stuff, and they had, like, one transvestite guy dancing around, and he was dressed up as a woman, you know, and I'm sure it was just for the show. I don't know.
Transvestite dressed up like a woman?
He was a guy, yeah. So,
so confused.
I didn't want it to be that you thought it was a woman just like a guy.
I'm glad I was working.
But it was
awesome. Is the transvestite dressed up like a man?
We had to walk out. We had to leave. I just couldn't take it anymore. But that was what the biggest complaint I had yesterday was that. But the food is great. The pools are fantastic. The waves are huge. Almost got killed in a wave. It took me ass over tea kettle a few times, and then I stood up. Jean did her first cartwheel of her life because the waves knocked her over about four or five times. So we're really having a good time. It really is beautiful here, absolutely stunning. And the weather actually worked out well. We thought Dorian might come over and kick our butts, but it never actually did. So
that doesn't happen when Sam's on a trip. It's not allowed.
But what else? Anything else you want to talk about, guys?
No, we just got a couple of tournaments coming off. But you know what I'm looking forward to is Saturday's All In or Fold. I think as crazy as some of the players are down here, that is going to be,
well, let's be honest,
the most wild tournament I've ever played in my life.
You're looking forward to it because it takes all the decision-making out of
the
play.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's easy for you. It's actually, I wouldn't be surprised if you actually win that.
Oh, man. All right, well, Sam, thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate it, and, of course, for everything you're doing this week with us, and I hope it's been good for you.
Always, guys. I appreciate everything you've done for me. Thanks for letting me tag along and do a little work and have a lot of fun, and I'll talk to you boys later.
All right, I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
We'll see you at the tables.
Annie Up is a production of AnnieUpMagazine.com and is recorded at WDAE 620 AM in Tampa. Contact us at podcast@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call our hotline at 813-448-1120. If you'd like to advertise, send us an email at advertising@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call 727-331-4335. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network.